5 years ago, writer Mary Morris took off on a journey to China and the Soviet Union. Her new book is about that trip. Much has changed in both countries since her trip, but book critic John Leonard says Wall to Wall transcends events and explores more universal subjects.
I'm about to leave town again, and some of the places I'm going to this time, Mary Morris has already been. And it seems to me that she has written something more than a travel book. Wall to Wall is witty and exasperated and self-aware and downright needy. But it also tells us why we go to begin with, why we are not at home. American writers, after all, have been leaving town ever since Washington Irving. If not to kill an Indian or a whale, then to buy a culture fix. Isn't the past cute? Old Europe, Black Africa, and the opiated Orient are boutiques into which we wander with a shopping list. Greek light, German sausage, Russian sole, French sauce, Spanish bull, the heart of darkness, and or a double-knuckled antelope humerus from Moldavi Gorge. We will rub our fuzzy heads against the strange and see if something kindles. And yet, new skies, old eyes. I am a person, Mary Morris tells us, who has always searched for home. Goethe once said that writers are people who have the disease of homesickness, that being a writer is being on a constant search for the place where you belong. Later on, she will embroider this theme. I do not live in a place where my spirits dwell. I have to make this up as I go along. My gods and demons, the witches and caretakers, I do not live in the land where they dwell. I am orphaned, disenfranchised, removed. Like most Americans, I dwell far removed from the source, in deserts where no one knows where we come from, in cities where no one cares. Like the ghost of a restless soul, it seems I must search until I find what I am looking for. Community, family, the place to belong. And so she finds herself in Beijing, alone. The man in her life has left her. She is, she says, a woman in need. She will tell us about the Forbidden City, and we come to realize that we are all of us full of golden lions and stone owls and ancient scrolls and jade figurines, that we have carried a lot of marble on our backs, like elephants from Burma. She visits the Great Wall, and we see it as something psychological, a kind of repression to keep out the evil thoughts that come sweeping across the Gobi Desert, like Mongols. We've all got our Genghis Khans. She boards the Trans-Siberian Railroad, reading Tolstoy on her way across Russia to the Ukrainian village where her Jewish ancestors knew they belonged, and we are all Anna Karenina. She won't make it to Kiev because of Chernobyl, but meanwhile we've considered our own Siberias, our own St. Basils, and our own Ivan the Terribles, the poets we wanted to be, like Pushkin or Pasternak, the revolutions that happened to us in the winter palaces of our hearts, the canals of ourselves we stare down into, like Morris during her white nights in Leningrad, like Narcissus in Greek myth. In Russia, Morris tells us, when the refuseniks toast, they don't say cheers, they say visa. But from the Great Wall to the Berlin Wall, her voyage is inward. Imagine her surprise, imagine our astonishment, when Mary Morris discovers that she's pregnant. This child, like Chernobyl, wasn't on her itinerary. She'll bring back more than a book. The mother may be in Russia. Her daughter has begun another journey, through another wall, leaving home. You'll find yourself thrilled, grinning, introspective, and maybe envious.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Wall to Wall by Mary Morris.